The Iranian president said the situation has changed and Iran has set some conditions for negotiations with the 5+1. He called on the group's members to clarify their position on Israel's nuclear arsenal. He further said the 5+1 members must make clear whether they abide by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty NPT. Ahmadinejad added that the group's members must state their motivation for talks with Iran.
به طور شفاف نظرات خودشون رو راجع به این سوالات اعلام کنن. اینا مانع از گفتگو نیست، شکل گفتگو رو تنظیم خواهد کرد و در ثانی بدانن که دیگه گفتگوی پنج به علاوه که با ایران نیست، عده دیگری هم در این گفتگوها شرکت خواهند کرد.
Asked about how Tehran will respond to maritime inspections of Iran's vessels, he said,
ما حق مقابله به مثل رو برای خودمون محفوظ می‌داریم. تجربه هم نشون داده که ما قادریم از حقوق خودمون دفاع کنیم. ما علاقه نداشتیم کار به اینجا برسد. اما اگر عده‌ای اصرار داشته باشن، من مطمئن هستم که از هر اقدامی به شدت پشیمان خواهند شد.
Elsewhere, Ahmadinejad dismissed the recent UN Security Council resolution against Iran. He said the sanctions have no effect and will only impact the other countries. Ahmadinejad criticized the US for the push for sanctions against Iran. He said Washington and its allies are pursuing a, quote, policy of enmity.
Iran says it will continue its peaceful nuclear energy activities in full cooperation with the UN Atomic Agency. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mamparast accused the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency of waging psychological warfare against Tehran. He said the CIA knows the Islamic Republic's nuclear program has no military aims. Mamparast dismissed the CIA director's remarks that Iran could have nuclear weapons prepared and ready to deliver by 2012. Leon Panetta told ABC News that Iran has manufactured enough low-enriched uranium to build two atomic weapons. Mamparast said such remarks are aimed to create a negative perception about Iran's peaceful nuclear activities.